Wicked House Audio presents Red Hill Paradise, a horror novel, by Caleb Jones. Erica let her hand slip from the door handle, but the gesture was hesitant. Elliot saw the hesitancy, and maybe it was the 4 months of bringing up baby they had been encased in. The reaction annoyed him. Sure, he was still getting used to being a father, learning all the tricks of the trade, but he wasn't completely incompetent. "Jesus, Erica," he whispered. "There isn't anybody within a mile of here. Anyone does show up in the 2 minutes we're inside, Howie will let us know."
"Elliot, come on," Erica said.
"Don't be stupid." She opened the door, and gently as she could, unlatched the baby seat and nodded for Elliot to lead the way to the cabin. They walked the 50 feet from the gravel car park to the open entryway of a screened-in porch, where they stopped before the cabin door. Erica scrolled through her phone on the Escape Today app, searching for the entry code. Elliot waited as he looked through the glass window of the door's top half. Frosted glass, so that the warm lamplight, just on the other side, had a distorted, ghostly feel to it. Ghostly.
The Dog Knight, written by Jeremy Whitley.
Name's Dog. Stubborn. Don't do speeches.
If you'd ever wondered whether a dog could have a Scottish brogue, I now know the answer to that question.
I am the Yorkshire Terror, champion of justice. I am the bark that chases away the robber. I am the teeth that defend from attack.
Hi, I
wasn't finished.
Oh gosh, guy. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm done.
But you had more.
You ruined it. The moment's gone.
Well, okay, buddy, if you're sure.
I'm the Platinum Retriever, champion of smell. I can find anything, anywhere, anytime.
The Pothion has existed for millennia. It is by our watchful eye and swift paw that humanity has grown. Frankie, I sense that you have a question. Ask it now and know the answer.
Okay, yeah, sure. You're telling me that you're some sort of dog superheroes who were secretly saving the planet.
That is a not incorrect simplification, yes?
World Made of Glass, Amy Polonsky. Nobody, not even my best friends, knew that Dad was sick.
You're off to philanthropy club, I presume?
Yeah, I answered.
Wonderful. The gerbil's cage really could use a cleaning. Will you pass that along to the group?
I mean, unless you have something more philanthropic on the agenda.
I couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic. Everyone knew that philanthropy club was the after-school activity you joined if your parents insisted that you get involved and you had nothing better to do. Miss Staffio smoothed her hair again and adjusted the already perfect collar of her white blouse. Everything about her was so judgmental, and even though I'd gotten really good at not caring what people thought about me and my family, I wondered what was going through her mind. That iris, I imagined her thinking in her snooty tone. She looks so disheveled. Someone ought to take her in for a bangs trim. Her hair is dangling into her eyes. And on the topic of her eyes, why are they so droopy and bloodshot? It's like she hasn't slept in ages. Must be that odd family of hers. Must be because her dad is, you know, gay. In my mind, she'd whisper the last word, gay, because it was so unthinkable.
How Could I Forget? By M. Fire.
Jackson holds his breath, waiting for me to elaborate, flexing his chest muscles under my palm. Not offering any more information, I stare right back at him. A battle of wills.
Okay, I'll bite. What was he doing there, Liv?
Well, he was having a hard time shifting, and I thought if he had proper motivation, he would snap out of it. There is this beautiful Burmese python, you see. I finally move my hand from his chest and innocently push a strand of hair behind my ear. Jackson's eyes go wide as saucers.
You did not.
I suck at my teeth before continuing with a feigned pout on my lips.
I forgot to factor in when feeding time was before I took him in. I was also wrong about the motivation. He never shifted. May he rest in peace. I bat my eyes at Jackson and cross myself.
You fed Jules to the python?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. The guy that works there fed Jules to the python. Just goes to show, no good deed goes unpunished.